It's time for Inside Her Story with Jackie Reed. Jackie is off, so in for Reed is Reed. Joy Ann Reed.
We are somewhat interchangeable.
The host of AM Joy Weekends at 10 a.m. on MSNBC. And she's in the back of a car on her way to the airport to cover the California primaries today. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Tom. Great to talk to you, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. Well, I have got on the line with me somebody fabulous, Saekon Sangblo, and she is starring in the critically acclaimed six-time Tony Award-nominated Broadway hit Eclipse. And in addition to the six Tony Awards for the program, I mean, for the production itself, Saekon herself is nominated for a Tony for Best Actress in a Play. And last Sunday, she was awarded the Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Featured Actress in a Play. So she is clearly fabulous, and we were just talking about her getting her dress ready for the Tony. So, Saekon, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be on the radio this morning.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm nominated for Best Actress in a Featured Role for the Tonys as well. So I'm so thrilled.
Nice.
Hi.
Fabulous. So among the many things that are great about Eclipse, guys, Eclipse is directed. It's, first of all, the first Broadway production that is directed by a Black woman and starring all Black women. We know Lupita Nyong'o was in the play. Saekon all obviously is in the play. It was directed by a South African named Liesel Tommy. So Saekon, tell us how you got involved
in the
production.
Yes, and it's also written by a Black woman, written by Danai Gurira, who a lot of people know as Michonne on The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. And she was also, she's going to be in the Tupac biopic.
Yes, she's playing Afeni Shakur.
Yeah.
And then I must always say, people don't know, but Akusi Abukia, who played the original Nettie in The Color Purple, is also starring alongside us. We have a really wonderful cast of actresses, Pascal Armand, Zainab Jah as well. We have a great time, and it's a really important and beautiful show about women dealing with the Liberian Civil War. My dad was from Liberia. My mom's American. And shout out to everybody in Atlanta, Chicago, all my family, Jersey, and Liberia. It's a powerful, powerful piece. And, yeah, we're making history. The first time this has happened since the play for colored girls who considered suicide was there about 40 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're making strides.
Absolutely. And, Saekon, there has been sort of a revival in terms of African Americans on Broadway, Black folk on Broadway. Do you feel that Broadway is embracing this new, wonderful, multiracial moment for itself? Do you feel like Broadway's embracing you guys?
I'll say, you know, Broadway has always been quite friendly in terms of showing people of various races and ethnicities. They always call it non-traditional casting. In plays, you'll absolutely see African Americans playing roles that they might not play on television or on film. You know, I've definitely been a part of non-traditional casting. I was the first Black woman to perform the role of Elphaba, which is the Wicked Witch of the West in Wicked. So, you know, I've been a witness to that so many times in my career, and right now it's booming. We have Hamilton, we have Eclipse, my show, of course, and then, you know, we also have Shuffle Along. I mean, there's so many shows featuring Black and Latino performers. It's a thrilling time, and I mean, for me, it's been so awesome because I get to meet a lot of really cool celebrities.
And are Black shows selling tickets?
Absolutely. We're absolutely selling.
Is it a new audience?
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. People are coming and they're always like so surprised that they enjoy the show as much as they do. And then they go and they tell more friends and then they send their friends. So, you know, when I come out of the theater every day, I'm signing autographs. People are saying, this is my third time coming to the show. You know, so it's a testament that people are loving the show. I did a show about a year and a half ago called Holly, If You Hear Me, featuring the music of Tupac Shakur.
Oh, my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah, oh, thank you, thank you. And that show, it ended up having a tough time, I think, because people didn't realize the hip-hop, you know, it was full out. We were cursing all of that, you know, people. But we...
Yeah, that was right up Jay's alley. Yeah.
Yeah, so the people who saw it, you know, they always tell me how moved they were by the show. You know, and The Color Purple is having a resurgence right now. You know, Eclipse is the type of show that people come to and they laugh, they cry, they move, and they learn something. And they go away feeling like they want to learn more about Black women, more about African women, more about the international lives of women throughout the world, because women in other parts of the world, not just in America, can be treated as second-class citizens, you know. So really just seeing the plight of young girls that are dealing with sex trafficking, kidnapping, it's a really interesting a show that we're doing.
And are black people coming out?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like, with dressed and ready to dress for the guys.
Yeah, we go to the theater.
When I arrive,
sometimes,
I see the people in the lines with their outfits on. Oh, it's my favorite thing when I show up and I see everybody in their fancy outfits. It's a beautiful thing. Oh. I would say, percentage-wise, I would say maybe 70% white, but then we got 25% black people. We want more black
and
people.
And word of mouth.
We want everybody to come.
Oh, yeah?
Word of mouth.
And are black people talking back to the people on stage?
You know what? There's some gunshot moments where people are screaming. They scream sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know,
there's a scene where Lupita talks with the audience, and the people are like, whoa. You know? And I must say this. I'm quite a glamorous and voluptuous lady, and whenever people come and see the show, I'm so different in the show. I'm dressed down. There's hardly any makeup. We have, like, sweat. It's a really totally different look for me in terms of how people are used to seeing me. So it's really cool.
And are you ready for Sunday? The Tony Awards are one of my favorite award shows. Absolutely love it. And I know there's a lot in terms of, you know, getting your outfit and stuff together. Are you ready?
Absolutely. You know, it's not just the outfit. We're playing my mom and my brother are coming in town. They're going to be coming. Mm. And we have after parties and all that stuff. My dress is being designed by Edwin D'Angelo, a fabulous Afro-Colombian designer. And Vogue magazine is also curating the look with jewels and accessories. Okay, so, you know, it's a really exciting time for me. You know, we also, even after I get off with you guys, we're shooting a photo shoot on the top of the Empire State Building with the acting nominees.
Awesome.
So it's just been a really glamorous and fabulous time. I'm excited about the Tonys.
Well, we're going to be watching you Sunday night and definitely coming to see Eclipsed.
Yes, please watch. And I also would love for you guys to come out and see. You also have to see my new movie that I shot, directed by Ernest Dickerson. It's called Double Play, and it'll be coming out next year from the producers of Precious. You got to come see that, you guys.
Is it going to be a part of the Miami Film Festival?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know we're going to be hitting a lot of festivals. I'm not sure. But our executive producer, Lisa Cortez, is amazing. She, like I said, she produced Precious and Double Play. We shot it in Curacao. It's about the game of dominoes and sex and drama. It's a fabulous story. We shot a Caribbean story that a lot of people are going to love.
You do it all. That is
fabulous.
Wonderful.
All right.
Well, Saycon Sengblo, thank you very much for being here. And, of course, the Tony Awards are Sunday, June 12th. Mm. And catch Saycon, Best Actress nominee from Eclipse. And thank you guys.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Break a leg, darling.
Joanne, we'll talk to you on Friday because Jackie will still be off.
Yes, sir. Talk to you then.
And tell Bernie we said, hey.
Because I'm not going.